People are tugging and pulling Wisconsin over Common Core, new national education standards. The Department of Public Instruction adopted them several years ago, and some school districts are implementing them. Supporters say U.S. students need higher standards to compete globally. Tea Party members criticize them as federal interference in local matters. While Wisconsin debates whether to continue enacting Common Core, we caught up with the DPI's Emily Amundson to explain what Common Core is. She says they exist in two subject areas right now, English and math.
A standard is simply an expectation of what a student should know and be able to do at a particular grade level. So there's statements, and teachers, in collaboration with school boards, parents, build curriculum based on those statements. So it wouldn't be correct to say that the Common Core State Standards are a curriculum or a set of textbooks or even a specific approach to teaching. They're simply the learning targets of what we think students should know and be able to do at a particular grade.
Could you give a specific example, or let's say two specific examples, maybe one at a low grade, one at a high grade, of these statements of what students should know?
Sure. So in the area of English language arts, we know that reading is a big part of the English language arts. And so one of the statements in kindergarten simply states, with prompting and support, ask and answer questions about key details in a text. Now, what the Common Core State Standards does is it takes that concept, that idea about key details and ideas, and it makes it more complex at each grade level. And so I'll give you the sixth grade version of that same standard. Cite textual evidence to support analysis of what the text says explicitly, as well as inferences drawn from the text. It still deals with that concept of key ideas and details, but you can see now we're really asking the students to find their evidence in a text and use that evidence to support their position.
Could you explain what the standards are now for those same two levels?
Sure. In Wisconsin, we had standards just at three grade levels, grade 4, 8, and 12. And what that meant is that every individual school district was left to fill in the details between grade levels. And in addition to that, we only had one standard for each sort of area. So in the area of English language arts, we had one reading standard. The reading standard that we had is students in Wisconsin will read and respond to a wide range of writing to build an understanding of written materials of themselves and of others. Now, that standard is the same at kindergarten as it is at grade 12. So what that meant really is that every local school district was building that specific scope and sequence of skills. Did they all specifically ask students to really focus in on that particular skill at grade 6? Not necessarily.